Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the cap rate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Bob does a lot of sophisticated investing and looking at scenarios and possibilities as someone's going into an investment. That can't be unrung. Once you've purchased the property, the bell is rung and you can't unring it. So let's talk about that pivotal time when you're trying to assess the true value of this opportunity.
Well, first of all, you've made an assumption. You're either going into beds or no beds, apartment complex or not an apartment complex. It would be retail, office, and that sort of thing, mini storage and so forth. But the key is when I'm comparing an investment property A against an investment property B, we look at several things. First of all, we have to get honest numbers, honest and complete numbers, and that typically will not be coming directly from the seller. They'll tell you next year's income and portions of last year's expense with the hope that you're not smart enough to figure out that that's just happened.
So let's say you've got a good expense sheet.
Right.
What do you do to understand the income or the return on that investment?
Well, there's several things that we'll take into account. At a particular price, we would compare the amount of gross income to the price of the property. And that's called a gross income multiplier. It's an annual analysis. If you took the rent that's generated over a 12-month period of time, the total for a year, and have that divided into the price for the property, it shows you a gross income multiplier. It's a number larger than one, frequently 8, 9, 10.
What are we looking for? When is it a good investment?
It's a good investment when the thing is in line with other opportunities that you see. But in a number of instances, we're seeing situations, as an example, with apartment complexes where rents are off several $100 simply because rents have increased and other people didn't pay attention, and they are behind the market several $100 per unit per month, and they're going to turn around and try to sell it at a higher price, and the buyer's going to say, gee, you're asking me to pay next year's price for this year's income, and that becomes bumpy. The only thing that works is the fact that there's a real shortage of inventory, and they may go anyway.
There's other ways to assess the property. We'll talk about them next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.